love the way you rail. Love it when you keep real. I love the way you shine. Love it when you keep shine. Miles up. Miles up. Miles up.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. We are the Three Piece on Mount Sauce Radio. I'm Portia. We got Sean Grant here. And of course, we are missing our third piece, Mr. Jamal Andrus, who is off doing a pretty dope story. I don't know if I can say dope, but he's off covering a story for his full-time job.
Yeah, with he's figuring out how life is for people who got shot at. Yeah, don't think that's dope.
Okay, so, well, then we'll just say, so, happy February. But we are approaching, as well as approaching Valentine's Day, we're also approaching the one-year anniversary of the Parkland shooting, which was a devastating occasion, and Jamal's down covering it. And shout-out to Jake.
To start the show off today, Portia.
Sorry, I was trying to explain why we were missing Jamal, and it kind of turned dim. But we're going to get into it. So, Sean, how has your January been so far?
Got a lot done.
It was a long month.
Nah, not really. I didn't think it was long at all.
Really?
It moved pretty fast.
Felt like a year.
Nah, I got a lot of shit done. New Source magazine is out.
Right.
Did a shit ton of that. I was actually happy because my homegirl, Lo, shout out to Lo. She's Mouse Jones' manager. She's dope as fuck. But, yeah, I didn't know she was Mouse Jones' manager till last night, bro. Because Mouse actually had Instagrammed. He's in Atlanta, and that's why she's in Atlanta. Because he's hosting the BET Social Awards or something. And he Snapchat her. No, not Snapchat. No, Instagram storied her. He said, my manager really wants to be, like, a social star. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy. I didn't know Lo was his manager. And, yeah, so, yeah, my homegirl, Lo, she went to the quality control party. She went to the quality control party at the Super Bowl last night, and they blew up the cover and had it in the middle of the shits. And she tagged him, oh, nigga, you famous. You should have came down here. But I didn't want to go lose all my money and to bottles and women and sack chasers and alcohol. Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. But shout out to you, because I've seen it everywhere. Like, literally everyone.
Except I can't find it on the fucking newsstand to save my life.
You can't order it? You're not subscribed to the source?
They don't ship them out in the mail. You literally have to find it on a newsstand. And it's very much more accessible in New York than it is in Chicago. So.
Oh, I mean, we could hit up somebody and tell somebody to ship it to you.
Wait, well, the source doesn't have a subscription service?
No, we don't put out enough issues for a subscription service. We only put out like 4 issues a year. So it's like, at that point, there ain't really no purpose no more.
And, you know, I actually thought of you, though, because I was deciding what I was going to wear today, and I was thinking about putting on, I have this quality control hoodie. No, this is a really dope story. Okay. So my first year going down to South by Southwest back in, like, 2016, maybe, I went down. I was trying to get into a show to interview Kevin Gates. So the promoter, he's like, yeah, just go stand here.
It might be best you didn't get in that show.
No, I ended up getting it, but I didn't stay for the whole thing. But I was just, like, in the back area, which is, like, a green room slash hallway where all the artists were. And it turns out it was the entire quality control team, like, just kicking it.
And they roll, like, 70 deep everywhere.
Hella deep. And they gave me one of their hoodies. So I've had the hoodie. I've only worn it once. But I was going to put it on just out of respect of you and your cover issue.
You're such an amazing woman.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate it. But, yeah, so we did that. Just, you know, getting my stuff in order for the rest of the year. I had a checklist of stuff to run through just to get myself ready and right. But, you know, sometimes you get hindered by things. But it'll be okay. I'll be able to make it run in February. How about you, PK? What you had going on?
Yeah,
no, go ahead. I was going to let everybody know that the studio cat is giving us, you know, a hard time today.
Yeah, she's walking on pillars on the ceiling, basically. But anywho, so this year
I had a joke to put in there, but I'm gonna chill out.
please do. Where'd she go?
Okay, it's okay.
I could just imagine she just hopped down right now. But anywho,
it's a flying pussy. Go ahead, PK. What's up? How's your January?
Damn,
what did
you just let me hanging?
The lead.
No. She was there. How was your January?
Okay, so my January was basically comprised of getting my life together, like just everyday working and grinding. So I have my birthday party / 1 year anniversary of my website anniversary, and I guess kickoff of Maven Muse season 2. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be making a pretty good big announcement at the party as well. So I hope you all come out. It's going to be this Saturday.
Can I know ahead of time?
Yeah.
You already know.
I don't know.
Did we talk about it when we went to the NABJ thing?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about it after off air.
No, wait. Well, I'm not going to spoil it if this is it. But when we were talking about from when you came back from A3C?
Oh, you mean the tour thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. No, no, no. Okay. That's a wrap. That was not a good agreement.
Okay, that's fine.
That was not a good agreement. I feel like anytime you ask someone to come and host something for you and you ask them to share a room with one of your teammates to cut off prices, no thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, this group had reached out and it was just a lot of back and forth.
We ain't gonna talk about the deals.
Okay.
We ain't gonna talk about the deals.
All right. But I'm just saying, I'll say this then. I'll say that know your worth. Do not settle for any type of BS. If it seems shady, it seems shaky, then don't even go into it at all. So,
splendid.
Wise words.
That was also my January. That was also happened this January. So, yeah. But if they're watching, I wish you the best of luck.
No, she don't.
I do.
She wishes
really
y'all a big fuck you.
No, I didn't. I never said
so
that.
So what we got for, we got some topics lined up for today.
Yeah, we do. We do. All right. So you wanted to touch on Rihanna.
Less Rihanna and more fans that are impatient as hell these days.
Okay. So basically before we get into Deshawn's
Deshawn's.
Before we get into Deshawn's like spiral, basically Rihanna hasn't released a studio album in how many years?
In 2 years.
2 years. Oh, that's not that long. Three?
It's two.
That's not that long.
When did Anti come out? Like January 2016? So 3 years.
Okay, so 3 years. So, but since then she's been getting the bag, securing the bag. She has her makeup line. She's working with a bunch of different like, I'm sure fashion outlets. I don't know all the details on it.
She's making money that music can't make her.
Basically. And her fans, of course, have been relentless in trying to voice their opinion as to why they want music from Rihanna, because I guess it's been so long, 3 years. So I think I just read a headline that she's completed her next studio album.
Which
and
I think
Sean has feelings about this.
No, I think the headline is false. Second, the sense of entitlement from everybody in general is a problem, but specifically from fans who think they can rush a artist's work. Wouldn't you want your artist to put out the best work and take their time and release something that's good, opposed to just kind of like pushing them through a process?
No.
I mean, that's true, but at the end of the day, why do you think she's been, why do you think she's feeling the pressure, or why do you
think
she's
paying
attention to it?
I don't think she's feeling the pressure at all, but it's just the fact of why are you, if you are this much a fan and supporter of this woman, shouldn't you align with what she's working on and like be happy for her success in other areas instead of putting your own like selfish, I want this now first?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think it is a thing. I think that fans now are kind of like stuck in this instant popcorn era of music. In the sense of they'll see someone like a Lil Baby put out something every week, and it sounds like something Lil Baby put out every week. Rihanna's not an every week or every month, every year artist.
Mm-hmm.
And no, she was. Well, she was. Yeah, she was an every year artist.
Well, that's how most artists start off, though.
Not most, because if we look at it, let's go back before streaming
was
a thing.
Successful artist.
No, let's go back to before streaming was a thing. You at least had a 2 to 3 year window between artists having albums. They had an album, they'll tour the next year, they have a year or a year and a half off, then they'll start going back to the studio again. Like, people weren't living in the studio. Or, like, people experienced life and had something to do about it. You can look at the gap between where Usher had Confessions and Here I Stand, or when Beyonce had Dangerously in Love and B-Day, or
true,
when Jay-Z had, like, Blueprint and then Blueprint 2. Like, it used to be breaks where artists had a 2 or 3 year window where it wasn't mm-hmm. there, but I think that people are just so caught up in this I want it now thing.
That's actually,
repressing.
Usher's actually a great example. I was just like looked up his discography just to see, and it was like, yeah, he did 94, 97, 2001.
Exactly.
Right, but that's back when people were actually buying albums.
Okay, but we're still buying albums. We're just not walking into a record store. Like, me paying my $9.99 a month on Apple Music is still buying your album. So I could still have that same level of patience
You know what?
I got both.
When he started when he started doing bad was actually
when he started putting albums out every year.
Every other year.
Yeah.
Right, but do you think it's a sense of entitlement or do you think that it's just the way technology is now where people want things fast?
I think it's a sense of entitlement because people are looking...
On the fans part?
Yeah,
I do. But can we give our studio audience the mic too? Because he seems like he's chiming in.
I was saying, I think it's both actually when you look at the streaming era now. Technology, you want everything at the moment. But then it's also a sense of entitlement saying like, no, I need this album now. In terms of, for example, Future, all of his fans want his music now. Like they were upset that it took him the longest to drop RZA. And when it came out, they were happy. But if you look at all of last year when he's dropping these features, these singles, they're just like, where's the album at? He deleted his Instagram multiple times. He's just like, oh, album coming. But then fans were getting upset when that's not the case.
Exactly.
It's a sense of... impatience more so on the fans than entitlement. It's I want everything now because you have examples of Gucci Mane puts out ever since he got out of prison, he's put out like an album every 6 months and it's just like, all right, man, enough is enough. Well, I think fans should want their favorite artist to relax, enjoy it.
But to even...
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you all, but I'm just wondering what's contributing to this. So one thing could be, like you said, he deleted his Instagram, and that's a sign that people took. But also, never before in the history of anything have people had this much insight and access to celebrities' lives. So the thing is, if you're able to see, like I see you waking up every day, eating that bagel, going to yoga class, and then walking your puppy, where's the music?
But
so
in
they're
the case
more
of
entitled
that,
to like knowing more about you, so they're wondering what you're doing with
if
your time.
We're going
to
say that, in the case of Rihanna, that should help them more understand that she's working hard every day.
True. But like, it's not what they want, for her. I guess.
And that's the thing. That's the entitlement. It's not about what you want. It's about what the person wants to do with their life.
Yeah. Well, I think like that's the interesting thing too is like, do you create art just because it's like time to create art, or do you create art because like you actually had a thing that made you do it? And I think like all the best things I've ever seen in the last like decade, just to say like the last decade of like the memorable things are all stuff that like think of every Jay-Z album that came out because like Kingdom Come,
right?
It's not that great of an album.
No,
it was like a rushed out thing.
It was I had to do it to get back out here.
You know what I mean? We waited.
Or like American Gangster came because he felt something off of the movie.
Right. You know, like when there's like a real emotion behind things, it makes things better. And I think like you wouldn't want a Rihanna album. Rihanna again, not to hate, but you know Rihanna's not the greatest.
Okay, we're not going to go there.
But no, I mean like but if you got her half-ass work, Sean, it probably wouldn't be that fun. You probably hate her half-ass work. Look at Nicki Minaj. Okay.
I mean, let's put it like this. What Jake, do me a favor. Look up the time gap between whatever Rihanna's last album was before Anti, which I think was R, and no, it was Loud. It was either Loud or R and Anti.
I think it's like a year.
Was it a year? Because if we want to look at it, when Rihanna was doing them albums back to back, she never made a complete album.
Fair. She was going platinum still on every album just because of
I mean,
she
she's Rihanna.
Was, but
09, 10, 11, 12.
And then how long before?
05, 06, 07, 09, 10, 11, 12.
And then when did and then 12 was the last one before Anti?
Yeah.
So she had 4 years to make Anti. And that shit was fucking flawless.
But you can't rush art.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
A 4 year gap.
That's crazy. I didn't even realize it was like
that's what I'm saying. Like,
but
she took that time, bro.
But you know what I appreciate when they do go on their hiatus? J. Cole. Because then at that point, every time he comes back,
it's different
like with
Cole.
Avengers.
But J. Cole comes back with a full marketing scheme and a documentary. That's why he takes his time.
And on top
albums.
Of that, everyone
right,
has
he, but so this is just an example of the benefit of time.
No, and I. But you also have to reach a platform to do what J. Cole and Kendrick, what they do.
And their albums also come from a place.
From every artist, but my favorite artist right now is Black, and I appreciate the time he took between his first album and his sophomore album because I knew that he was actually putting in work. He wasn't rushing the sophomore album because that sophomore album really breaks your career. As I think, as Joe Budden said before, is yeah, you have your first hit, but I need to see what you're doing after that to maintain your popularity, because anybody can have a number one hit as your first hit. It's about what you do to follow it up.
Because even if you want to look at that, people are rushing Drake for another album.
Well, yeah, so that's why I just pulled up. So Drake, he's been very consistent. He hasn't done the 3-4 year gaps between projects that he puts out, right? So he had 07, 09,
well, I don't know
2011.
Do you think we'll see a 2019 Drake album?
With, no.
He's been very quiet ever since that video came out.
He shouldn't make one.
What video?
The video of him and that girl on stage.
I haven't
but,
seen it. Oh, it was a young...
Like he got not to like take us away from the Rihanna thing, but you know, Drake is kind of being caught up in this wave of like thing that's the been catching a lot of people.
But you know,
it's
I don't,
bigger than the Me Too movement now too. You know, it's like this whole, it's this like bigger thing that's happening.
I don't think that's touching him.
I don't think it's touching him as much.
It's not touching him at all.
I mean, you but don't think being so? You don't
think that's why he's been quiet. I mean, I'm
I don't think that's why.
No. The reason why I think Drake has been quiet is just because he's preparing to go on tour.
So do you think
I think it's just him. I think it's just him, like, you know,
taking time for himself.
Let me get my That's one thing I will say Drake knows how to do. He knows how to sit down for like 2-3 months and just be Drake, have fun, go live life, and then do something else.
But he's still been very consistent and his work has still been fire. So like
debatable.
But he hasn't released like a trash project.
Debatable.
I don't think that Drake. Drake has released a trash project.
But wait,
if you look at the consistency, so you had 2015, you have 2016 Views, 2017 More Life, 2018 Scorpion.
Okay,
it was just back to back albums that just or projects that did not flop.
I mean, they're never going to flop because they're Drake's.
Exactly.
Like, he come out and make some bullshit, and it's gonna be the most streamed shit ever.
But he hasn't done it. What? No.
Yes, it will.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so? So you don't think that he's ever dropped a project with a single that was not hot?
With a single that wasn't hot?
I mean, like at least 3 singles on the project that weren't hot.
I mean, yeah, but if we're gonna really be honest about it,
this last time was like
he's a single factory. Too. Like that's Drake is a single artist. He's not an album artist. Like he's not.
Okay. No. Wait. Hold on.
Take Care is 1 album out of 7.
What? No, Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing Was the Same is my favorite Drake album. But I'm saying, like, More Life ain't an album. Like he said
I mean, projects. I'm not, okay, let's stop saying
okay,
albums.
Okay, but wait, but no, projects, but wait.
Pieces of art.
Who right. heralds Views?
Who what?
Who heralds Views? Who heralds Scorpion? Nobody, like, says these are top-notch albums.
I'm not saying top notch. I'm just saying consistently good
he's
music.
He's consistently putting out good music.
But yeah, the hits is what's carrying
about, like, I think a great example of like consistency against like a lack of consistency or also just like a great PR machine against a terrible one is, did you see Nicki Minaj just put out in her latest video?
Yeah.
She had the dead scorpion in the video or
don't
something.
Don't. I just
like
stopped watching
Nicki
Minaj.
It's like, yo, Nicki, really?
I
like,
just
really
stopped
watching Nicki Minaj, bro.
Yo, Nicki Minaj has taken more L's in the last, like, 9 months to a year than anybody else.
See, I read that headline, but I didn't watch the
If you go back to the beginning of their careers, like, the two of them were right hand in hand with the whole thing, and then at a certain point, Nicki really kind of went the wrong direction while Drake still can
I mean, but we talked about that. We talked about that before. Sean, you made a really good point about how, like, the way that Drake has remained so relevant is in his ability to adapt to new artists or get featured on new artists, and then he elevates their song and keeps his name functioning throughout the market.
And he's more talented at her than being able to cross across song types. Like, Nicki can't hop on an Afrobeats. Nicki can't hop on a Latin song. Nicki can't make a Hotline.
Well, she hasn't.
She can't.
Well, I mean, what she did do, though, is she made a song with 6ix9ine, who just found himself in some hot water this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we're talking about
Can we get back
blossoming.
On Nicki? Wait. I guess. Oh, wait. I could tie this back to this Tekashi. Let's talk about Nicki for a second.
Bro.
Okay.
Let's talk about Nicki for a second.
Is she back, Tekashi Lil?
Because one.
Yeah,
one,
that's what I was going
to
say.
No. We're going to get to that.
Her brother, her boyfriend.
Can we talk about how. Yeah, that's my thing. Like, how trash are you really?
Yeah, that's really what I was getting at.
How trash are you really, Nicki Minaj? Because, like, I understand you can't control the acts of your brother who was touching and raping kids or little girls, whatever the fuck you
But then you defended him.
But you defended it.
And your.
And then now you're dating a man. Who's a registered rapist.
Yep.
He went to jail for rape and beating a woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is like, this is actually the wildest thing about her to me, especially like in the midst of everything going on. Like,
that's this is the time for you to date
that's
a rapist?
The L you're going to take? Like, you're going to like really stand up.
This is where you're going to hang your hat? Like, I'm going to date this rapist?
Yeah.
Like
she had a chance, like when she like left Meek Mill's, like Meek Mill was in jail and then her brother was on trial and she decided to go like stand up for her brother.
Let's like, just say that Meek won that breakup. Good
oh
Jesus.
God, yeah.
He won that breakup
hey, man,
by a
you went
mile.
Back to the beginning of that. No one would have really seen that coming.
No, he
really
won that breakup by a mile.
Well, real, yeah. I think that from like we looking at it, like it's a tweak. She definitely tweaked as far as like who she supports, who she's with. If you're reading it all on paper, it's a tweak. But as far as her and Drake goes, like, I feel like What am I trying to say? I feel as though with Drake, she's taking shots at everybody that she thinks is doing better than her.
Which is everybody.
Well, that's the whole Cardi B, Nicki thing. Like, mm-hmm. She keeps coming at Cardi, and I think that's stupid as fuck. I think like the fact that Nicki even like let herself get played into mm-hmm. it was really goofy, because that's what mm-hmm. like, for whatever reason, hip hop always wants yeah. women to fight. But, like, yeah, that should be.
Yeah, but let's bring it back to the one of her recent ills was with Tekashi. So she got on that song with him. Of course, it was like a blurb in the summer or whatever. But my thing is, why would you, like, you know he's a tweak. You know the kind of, like, demons that he's creating in his circle, people around him. He's offended literally everyone. Offended yeah. everyone. And you put yourself in partnership with him.
Shit, Kanye did, too.
Kanye, yeah.
You know who did it? You know who put themselves in alignment with him? Niggas who needed a hit. Mm-hmm. Who needed some type of good press. Them is the two people right now who are legends people? That need hits.
Who are the who are the two people at the when that music video got shot up?
Nicki and Kanye. Yep. They need hits. Yep. And they will align themselves with anything to get that hit right now.
Yeah.
And that's like the sad thing about Kanye. I mean, we're not going to spend any time on Kanye in the show. That is the sad thing about him, is like, he used to be the guy who made the hits. Now you just see him kind of like tagging on with everybody else's shit. That's too bad. It's really just too bad. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, 6ix9ine though got caught up with he pled guilty.
I was about to read this. So he's gonna plead guilty to 9 counts in his federal case. So like we were saying, like, it's okay, like we're talking about like the artists who are trying to affiliate themselves with needing hits or needing something to remain relevant in the public eye, but it really sucks when it actually comes to being your reality and your actual life that you actually tarnished. So the rapper reportedly struck a deal with the prosecutors on the 23rd of January. So he pled guilty to counts, 9 counts of conspiracy, racketeering, firearms offenses, drug offenses, and drug trafficking. And Sean, you mentioned that earlier, he could face up to how many years?
47
years. So damn. Like, and like Meek said a while ago, is that he said he wanted to pull him aside. It's like, okay, bro, I know you probably, like, people do stupid stuff for clout just to get to a certain level. You reach that and you just continue to dig your hole deeper and deeper along these trails just for unknown reasons. Like, why are you shooting up Chief Keef's? Why are you shooting at Chief Keef? Why would you pull up on O'Block? Why would you do all of this stuff?
Yeah.
Huh?
As a general rule, you shouldn't shoot at Chief Keef.
You should not shoot Chief Keef. You shouldn't say half of the words he said, offending all the people that he offended. So we were just talking about, before we started airing the show or started going live, we were talking about just, like, where he would serve, which was, like, where he would probably serve. Somewhere in New York.
He's right now in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but then the thing is, what would his time in jail be like?
Well, you know, let me back up for a moment real quick. Mm-hmm. One interesting fact before he gets to jail that has popped up. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but you know the Claremont twins, the one that got fucked up because she like took that dead guy's credit card.
Yeah, it was charging everything.
So she's being El Chapo's lawyer is going crazy apparently. So the guy who's like representing El Chapo, pretty sure here in Chicago, is also representing the Claremont twins girl, and then is also now representing Shoddy. From this whole 6ix9ine shit. So like El Chapo's lawyer's now involved, which I think is just like the most appropriate twist for this whole thing.
Yeah, wait, it's
his clientele list is really weird. It's the Claremont twins, Shoddy, and then El Chapo.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Is that is that the person that 6ix9ine is technically going to testify against?
Yeah, that's that guy who keeps popping up.
You know what I find funny about Shoddy? For some,
nobody knew who he was, but until this,
you know, no, I was like aware of who he was.
Didn't want to be known.
No. He wanted to be known, and that's the point I'm about to get to. Yeah. And that's the point I'm about to get to. So I was kind of aware who he was because he's the same guy who's been kind of like known in New York for a little bit. Uh-huh. But for him to have this criminal organization and to be under the investigation of so many federal entities, at some point he thought it was a good idea to become a cast member on Love & Hip Hop. So I was watching the new season of Love & Hip Hop just because I wanted to, like, you know, follow Joe Budden and Santana's romance and shit. And then I'm sitting here and I hear a voice and he says, "Yeah, I'm Shoddy. I run Treyway Entertainment." And I look up and I say, This nigga thought it was a good idea to be on VH1.
Once again, I go back to the fact that New York does not protect its own. Like, nobody. Like, next time, like, yo, to talk about it a little more, I mean, what's his name just got caught up too? Fuck me. Sheck no, Wes. He got caught up. So, like, everybody who come out of New York get caught up, bro. Earlier. Troy Ave. Mm-hmm. Troy Ave, you got fucking Bobby Shmurda, you got 6ix9ine, now you got Sheck Wes. Like, you have so many of those guys that are just, like, not quality human beings. And now we can't say that without saying that there were a lot of accusations in Chicago that have flown around since the year started. Mm-hmm. Bit different, though.
Yeah, well, like what Meek said, so in response to the news of 6ix9ine testifying against his associate, one of the pieces of Meek's tweet to that was, y'all better stop running behind rappers acting like y'all ready to throw your lives away over some stupid ish. So basically, let's talk about association. So you want to talk about New York and how people just don't take care of their own? What about just watching who you associate with as an artist, like who you allow on your team, and then even just as the team, who you choose to rock with?
Well, I think that's interesting, right? Because it's like, are you actually an artist, or are you just like a Instagram person?
Clout chaser.
Right, which is, I think, the like discrepancy that has to be made, which makes Kanye and Nicki's like actions with 6ix9ine even more despicable, because dude's not a good artist. And so like, when you look at his shit, when you listen to all these like depositions and you like read everything that's been coming out, it's been a lot of, it's just been a lot of like posturing and facade driven shit, where it's just like 6ix9ine wasn't, fucking Tekashi, whatever the fuck his name is, like he wasn't out here like running around, like he wasn't living that life before 2 years ago. He was like, he lived that life to be able to say like, yeah, I know these guys, so I can say this thing. And I just think it's like crazy that people let him get away with that in New York. Like, in Chicago, you couldn't do that. And I'm not trying to sound tough or anything. You would have got checked. Yeah, I'm not trying to sound like, I'm not trying to be like that typical like Chicago, oh, blah, blah, blah. But for real, like, you couldn't walk around and claim to be something here without actually being about it. You know what I mean? Somebody would figure it out pretty quick.
That's why he put up on O Block at like 3:42 in the morning, hopped out for a second, and hopped back in.
Yeah. But that's why I think, like, when he came out here, it was just, that's why that shit looked goofy. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's
You had that little mural of him outside your window that got defaced.
Yeah, you see, I guess it was just in a SmiNo video.
Did they deface it in the SmiNo video?
I don't think they defaced it, but I think they like called it out as they drove by or something.
Man, shout out to SmiNo, though. I saw like a plug for his upcoming, what is it, project tape? It was something about a hoopty.
Oh, that's his album. That's his tour. I'm sorry.
It's tour, yeah. It was something about a hoopty, and like, I wanted to watch it again because I thought it was so creative how he, like, that's a Chicago or Midwest thing. Like, you buy a little hoopty, and like, he's going to be on the road.
And his album, it's a perfect thing. When I first listened to his new album, I didn't like it as much as I did Black Swan, but then it grew on me heavy.
It grew on you?
Heavy.
I love everything SmiNo does.
I have too. No, I've known SmiNo for years. I actually first heard and kind of met SmiNo when.
When?
You asshole. I first heard and met SmiNo. It was at Mizzou when we was running NeoClef. And my boy Curtis used to run this site called NeoClef. And when SmiNo was still in St. Louis, he was going by Chris Smith Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first song I heard from him was a song called Griffey, and the shit was fire. Okay, and then we started.
I premiered that song.
Yeah, that shit was cold. Section.
I did that, and that's how I met him. I was like doing all his premieres for his early stuff.
Right.
And, smelling like a re-up.
That's my favorite shit ever.
That's my favorite song, too. Yeah, yeah. Well, I was so happy I got to put that one up. But yeah, shout out John Gotti at the Smoking Section. He was always holding us down.
What was the listening party that he held on his birthday a few years ago at Classic? Do you remember that? Yeah. I popped up there, and then randomly there.
Yeah, because so.
And Jake might have been there, too. Who knows?
So what was funny about that was me and Smee used to, like, contact each other, like, through, like, email and shit, but I never had met him. Couldn't even tell you what he looked like. I just had liked his music. And then I was in a session at Classics one day with Candace Price. Shout out to Candace. It was on my birthday, my first birthday back in Chicago. And I had wore a Cool Story hoodie. Shout out to Corey. And then Speed was like, you from St. Louis? And I'm like, nah, why? He's like, your hoodie. I was like, ah, nah, that's my guy shit, blah, blah, blah. He introduced himself, and it clicked. And I'm like, oh, shit, like, what's up? And from then, like, we ran into each other at South By all the time. He had invited me out to that. I went to Classics one day and sat with him and Monty, and they just ran through a whole bunch of shit they had, like, stashed up, and it was fire. And whenever I see him, it's all love. Like,
dope. Well, do you know another artist who just dropped their tape too? Ross Mack?
Yeah, shout out
did
to
you
Ross.
Hear, did you listen
I
to it?
I haven't heard it yet. I was supposed to go to the release party, but I couldn't make it.
I actually really, really rock with it. So, of course, we knew the bonus single on there. What was it? The one that he's been pushing really heavy. Man, it's escaping my mind. But he just recently dropped his mixtape or his EP for Oma Auntie Kids. Funny name. He's literally the most corporate hood dude I know. Like the blend of them both. He's either one or the other or both at the same time. It's very interesting. But his EP is actually really dope. Oma Auntie Kids. I think you can download it anywhere.
Yeah, it's on all the streaming platforms.
Yeah, like he has a product, a song on there called Jerome Rome off Martin, my favorite show. It's like 8 songs, so it's not that long, but it's definitely a great listen as far as like some car music to bump, party music to dance, and it's a good vibe. I know you don't like the word vibe, but it is a good, really great vibe.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. I'm actually pulling up on his restaurant tomorrow for a brunch with some people. So yeah, I'm gonna definitely check it out.
Okay, yeah, I need to go back. Shout out to Drink House, first of all. Shout out to Drink House.
Nah, they're not paying us for advertising.
Okay, they're not, but I'm just saying, but they're the homies. They're the homies. Support black owned business. It is Black History Month.
It is.
Actually. So shoot, shout out to what's his name? Platt at Persona, another black owned business. Shout out to where I'm hosting my party, Velvet Lounge, Kenny and them, Bureau Bar, Josh. So yeah, man, support black owned businesses, not just this month, but every year. Or all day. Every day of the year. Was that aggressive?
She looked at Jake when she said that because she knew Jake wasn't black.
What? Jake could... Let's not go there. One other thing we wanted to touch on, just a smidget. I know that these fellas definitely dislike her.
It's a not lot. That I dislike her.
You all verbally said I do not like her.
I do not like her. I said I don't care what she does, and I feel like she's a trash woman. That's two different things. I didn't say I didn't like her. I have trash friends, and I still like them, but there's a difference.
Okay, well, let's leave it up for interpretation then. But so we have Ariana Grande, who recently released a new video for her song Seven Rings, and a lot of people had a lot of stuff to say about it. Particularly, the one thing that stood out the absolute most was the set with a pink trap house and all of her hood-ish dancers dancing and twerking in front of a pink trap house. And what do we know about the pink trap house? Who invented it? Who started it?
My boy, Titty Boy.
2 Chainz. And apparently he had no affiliation, no knowledge that this was happening. So, of course, it was kind of a slap in the face as far as like
so can we separate this conversation to 2 sections?
Let's go.
One section being Ariana Grande, the singer. The other one being this song.
Okay.
First off, does anyone really think Ariana Grande is that great of a singer?
No.
I do. Wait, hold on. No. We cannot talk about her vocals. You cannot bring that up for debate because she can actually blow.
Yes, I can.
She's not singing on this song at all.
But if you listen to her vocals, she's one of the greatest singers.
No, that's the reason I bring it up, though. Not really to bash on her singing, but just so she's not singing on the song. Why isn't she singing on this song?
I guess it's the way the song is written.
Isn't she a singer? She's not a
rapper. Okay, well, look, you can't do that, though. You can't make that debate. Beyonce has rap.
Hold on. You just brought up it's Black History Month. Let me throw one your way real quick. All these, just like Miley Cyrus, all of a sudden she wants to be bad. She fucking puts her hair up, like knots it up and starts like talking in like a black scent and all this shit. And then
a black scent.
Yeah, that's a real thing. That's a word that came out when that bad baby girl started making a thing. But now Ariana Grande is doing the same thing. I don't know why people are letting her. I don't know why like certain people get called out for appropriation, certain people don't. But like, yo, this song totally takes from not only like black culture, but Princess Nokia and like a lot of other people.
It's definitely appropriation, but it's more blatant of
She's not getting called out for it.
She definitely did get called out. Really. 2 Chainz called her out just on the concept of
the pink
trap house, which was a blatant. Like, Deshaun thought that they were on in front of the pink trap house, but it was a set.
That was the actual trap house.
No, but it was a set that her creative director created, and I guess nobody on the team stepped forward to say, like, yeah, that's kind of like exactly what that is.
I just don't get why, we as like a society don't like just see what happens every time. Like, they're all like, it always, of course, she's going to rap and put her hair in like a big pony. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean, but like, almost every pop artist goes through that phase.
Did Beyonce? Not really.
Not to Beyonce. I'm just saying goes through the phase of touching on hip hop trends.
All the white ones do.
There you go.
No pop. Shade to Jake.
I said
no,
pop.
I mean, that's a real thing.
Yeah. Like, no, true. Look thing. At, like, I mean, the most iconic image I could think of is freaking Britney Spears and JT at the MTV Awards in the denim outfits. And JT had on some straight backs, straight back cornrows. Like, yeah, okay, that is probably yeah. the most, the highest form of appropriation I've ever seen.
Appropriation on a high level. but no, I do think that's weird. Like, I don't just, the song aside, it's not a good song, and she's not singing, which is what she does. So but I just think the whole thing
it.
Is weird.
People love it.
Just because it's her, though.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, no, they love it because it's her.
Because she represents, to a lot of people, she represents this, mm-hmm. like, this boss female mm-hmm. mentality, which I don't really even think is true. Like, that wasn't her 4 years ago. Where did the, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, well, look at Rihanna. Before Good Girl Gone Bad, that Rihanna's wasn't her years ago. That.
Like, I trust Rihanna when she, like.
Oh, you do. But I'm saying, but look back to Ponder.
I don't trust that Ariana Grande.
But here's the thing, but look back to Ponder Replay. Look back to Ponder Replay.
Yeah, but Rihanna completely always different. Looked like she had some badness in her. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think the first time she came off, when she first hit the scene, she was this great, good girl.
No. Go look at the Ponder Replay album cover. She's staring into your soul.
Yeah.
She's staring into my soul. Like I will change your life. Like,
I know. Wait, I think Sean's agreeing with me.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Jake. I'm definitely agreeing with Jake.
No, but I'm just saying, but the thing, but I think that her image shifted completely. And I think that it was all planned out.
So anyway.
She was a sweet girl, long hair, dancing. She was doing choreography and everything before. And then she completely shifted. Good Girl Gone Bad album drops. Cuts her hair into a black sharp bob and is wearing like thigh high boots and leotards. It just was a very smooth transition, but a transition nonetheless.
It was more of a transition than what Ariana Grande's gone through from being a Disney child star to like.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Rings.
I think so.
Sean, please. Can you?
Because when I first got introduced
Stop typing over
here. I'm sorry.
I'm typing articles.
I'm on the clock too, man. No, when I first got introduced to Ariana Grande, I thought like she was just this ordinary pop star that was like very Disney friendly. And next thing I know, she was.
Okay, nothing was.
But only after. Okay, well,
are you trying to compare mm-hmm. Ariana Grande's career progression to, like, say, a Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Two total. No, no,
I'm
they're
not
two
going
different.
That extreme because Miley Cyrus.
Same. Was a whole, she was whole with Mike exactly Will made it.
But no.
It's a fair comparison. It's
fair.
It's not, they're not exact
no,
same
I thing. Wouldn't compare it's Miley fair. Cyrus to Ariana Grande at all.
I would. It's fair. I'm, okay.
It's not exact.
It's fair
not
in what
one,
they
but,
did.
Yeah.
Miley was just more extreme in how she
very
did.
Extreme.
Yeah. But
that's what I'm
it
saying.
Was the same. It was the same recipe.
Yeah,
let's
it's the same recipe that happens
black.
All the time. Like every 5 years you
and I don't be surprised if she goes back to being something very tame.
Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. She's going to have some, like, personal thing she's going to have to deal with, and then she's going to fall from grace a little
but
bit.
But you don't think that's happened already?
No.
With what? The show Anything she did over in Europe with the bombing.
Somehow, yeah, I will say
Mac
a lot
Miller's
of shit
passing.
Happens to her, but somehow, the thing, the reason I really don't trust her is that so much shit happens to her, and somehow it always works out really well for her.
Why do you feel the need to trust her?
Huh? I don't. That's why I don't really care that much.
Okay.
I'm just telling you why I don't trust her.
Hey, I'm not disagreeing, bro. I'm just playing the advocate.
Hey, we're just having a conversation.
Yeah, she's not as bad as Taylor Swift, but yeah.
Yeah, Taylor Ooh. Swift, yeah, that's like a whole other thing. Did you see, all right, hold on. Speaking of that, let's jump off this real quick. Did you all see this news that the Grammys accidentally leaked all the winners for next year?
But
no.
They weren't the real winners.
You don't think they were?
No, I did.
That was
some,
an interesting story, right?
I did
Wait,
some
how would
behind
they accidentally leak it?
So, like, someone told. Basically,
I thought no, they put it up on the website. I thought,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, and then they pulled it back. But right. I did some behind the scenes type, like, you know, digging. And from what they say, it
people,
ain't, yeah, I got some people in high places like Jesus Niece. But from what I found out so far, they aren't the real ones. But if they are, they are interesting winners.
I mean, but how would those even leak though? Like that's
oh, they can. You can do a glitch and know who wins and has everything set up on the site to go launch at a certain time, and then you set the number wrong, and it's an easy human error. But
also, oh yeah, I guess they are coming up next month. Right?
Yeah, no, they're next weekend.
Oh fuck!
So like that's preparation. Like yeah, it was
yeah, you're right. That definitely was yeah.
Yeah, it was. That's
honestly,
an easy.
So what do you think? Like, Porch, you even seen like the. That they announced.
I'm gonna let you know the winners
but
that
they have
had
like,
listed.
They have like the whole winning, the top, not every genre, but like most of the top prizes and rewards.
Mm-hmm.
So if one of those people win now, is it less exciting?
Like, do they have to now pick winners that aren't those people?
That's what I feel like you have to do.
Right?
I feel like you have to.
Which and sucks. That's pretty messed up. Because I bet you at least one of those is correct, you know?
Yeah, I feel like especially how these were.
And that's messed up because so it came from their platform.
Was
it's not
Song
a...
of the Year, which is Shallow, which I don't know who made that.
Yeah, that was
who
weird.
Made that?
I've never heard that song.
Hold on. Because I've never heard
Wait,
of that
Wait, was
at
that
all.
Just a statement that Cardi was going to win a Grammy?
Yeah. She was supposed to win Record of the Year. Allegedly. Wow. Allegedly.
Wow.
That
would have been a true
Cardi's Cinderella
story. Oh,
Cardi's definitely winning a
true
Grammy.
True Cinderella story.
Without a doubt, she's winning a
Man,
Grammy.
Man, Nicki would be... I could just imagine Nicki being pissed.
Because she ain't got one? Song of the
Nicki
Year...
Nicki hasn't won a Grammy?
Nope. Song of the Year...
Album of the Year to her? That huh? seems weird, too. Her's what happened? Great, but...
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Well, before I move forward, the Song of the Year was between... Yeah, All of the Stars, Boot Up, God's Plan, In My Blood, The Joke, The Middle, and Shallow. Okay, I could see Shallow winning because of where it's coming from. It's made by Gaga and Bradley Cooper. And it's from the soundtrack of that movie. I could see that winning now. Ooh. Now that makes sense. That makes sense.
But then, well, yeah, but then it also probably could mess around and qualify for an Oscar.
I mean, it probably will win an Oscar, too. But,
I feel like Boot Up probably should win that.
What song of the year?
Yeah, just off the bat. Right. The fact that the song I heard most last year.
I mean, and all the fact that they had hood.
If we're talking about the song that we heard most last year, it should be God's Plan.
Yeah.
Because God's Plan ran from.
Boot Up came in like.
Well, not even God's
Plan.
Four
times in between God's
Plan. God's Plan ran.
Or the Kiki song.
That shit. God's Plan lapped that motherfucker. God's Plan was number one from January to April.
Sheesh.
That's nuts.
Yeah. All
right. So her winning album of the year over. Like, I don't know. Honestly, now I'm looking at it, it's not that great.
I mean, yeah. Can I be honest with you? I'm going to have to piss somebody off. You know what I'm going to pick to be my album of the year from that?
Huh?
You know what? Post Malone?
Get the fuck
That shit fire, bro. I ain't going to lie. That album is amazing.
Right, so we're going to be replacing Sean on the show.
That's cool. I'm sorry. Like, it's not a rap album, but it's like, he made a really good album. I like everything about that album. I like that Post Malone album better than every other album on that list. And that's hard to say, but like,
all right.
When I first listened to it, I kind of looked at it like, I wasn't one to like Post Malone because I didn't like White Iverson. I didn't like Congratulations. I was like, who is this fucking culture vulture ass, dirty ass kid from a fucking farm?
Talking about dirty ass.
Okay, look.
He's a dirty dude.
Dog, you can look at Post Malone and he clearly only takes showers once a week.
I'm not judging.
Like him and Kehlani, I don't think they bathe often. And just don't.
Come
but,
on, Kalani, damn.
But, well, now that she's pregnant, I think she does bathe often. But, like,
wow.
Yeah, like, yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised. And a lot of people are going to be mad when Post Malone wins that, if he wins that. It's either him or, I guess you
could
say Cardi.
Honestly, her. That would be a big win for them.
Okay.
And I have a problem with that Her album.
Why?
Because that Her album was just her putting three EPs together and putting it back out as an album.
Yeah.
It's kind of like cheating. And I'm also not the biggest Her fan. And I think I'm the only person in America that feels that way.
These aren't the nominations for... These should be for 2019, though.
Nah, it's for 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, they do it like a year in
the
universe.
They give you the 2018 awards.
It's based on...
Yo, how about the fact that Steel has... I didn't know Steel came out with an album.
I haven't heard
anything. He's up for
Best
Traditional Pop
years.
Vocal Album.
But looking at this,
probably Seal.
But looking at this, Cardi B is supposed to win Record of the Year if this like holds true.
Beck.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying though. So do you have to change the winners because?
But I don't understand how something like that leaks. I don't understand how it leaks.
Like so, let's say
how anything leaks.
It's okay. Let's say
you, like they uploaded. Like you mean like you posted it and
yeah, it's like you put
a
post.
I guess a draft.
Yeah, like you make a draft of it. You set it to go at a certain time, and somebody could just put the number in wrong. It's just like human error.
Or you just accidentally hit publish.
Yeah, anything.
Like, damn. Don't think about it.
Yeah, that's.
New intern working the
blog. Working the system, working up. But yeah,
it's new Grammy gig.
You gotta figure that WordPress out.
Man, imagine going back to college, like, what happened over winter break?
I ruined the Grammys.
Yeah, just, like, fucked up all the Grammys. What'd you do?
Dang. But that's something you just can't leave an intern to do. Or so trust
an
intern
that
to
means
do.
That these none of these can win then, right? So Chloe and Haley aren't winning Best New Artist.
And that's going to be sad because they should win. They're amazing.
That doesn't mean that they're not going to win. I feel like they won, then they should still announce the winner. I mean, because the thing is, like, so like you said, a movie leaks, goes out on bootleg. You're not going to not release it in the movie theaters.
That happened.
But it's
before.
Not about that. It's just like, this but that's the different. Only reason you tune in is to find out who wins. Yeah. You know, like, if those people that... But these people win after everyone just saw that they were supposed to win. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. What was I going to say? You know what I noticed?
What's that?
So there seems to be like a lot of shows about tables, if that makes sense. This is random. This is so what? Random.
Explain.
Sorry. So I was just, I literally just thought about it looking at the Grammys and having this conversation. So of course you have Jada Pinkett's Red Table Talk, which airs live on Facebook. Or just airs on Facebook. And there's that. But then I was introduced to another show, I think that The Hollywood Reporter does, for the Me Too movement, and they're all sitting around a table wearing red. So is that just me, or is it interesting?
You're talking about wearing red?
Like, all of the women had on red dresses.
What is that supposed to mean?
And they're at a table. I don't know. And then there's a Red Table Talk. So it just seems like it's a lot of shows about tables right now.
You guys are at a table right now.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm sorry, I just got really excited for a reason I know Jake is going to agree with me on.
What's that?
The Bears just re-signed Robbie Gould.
Did they really?
Yes.
That's the most gangster shit I've ever heard.
Yes,
in my
they
life.
Just re-signed Robbie Gould.
I love this new general manager. That was a hard segue from what we were just
God.
Talking about. But yo,
okay, Cam,
he just
so
said he just
for somebody who's unfamiliar, explain right, why.
So,
this
so Robbie Gould is like one of the five best kickers in football history.
He was the guy who was on the Bears before.
And never
this,
missed.
This Parkey guy who's been the kicker
this
on the Bears.
This Parkey kid.
He's the one who hit the field goal post nine mm-hmm. times this year. And then the Bears were still going to hold him down because it's the Midwest. And they're like, we got you, bro. It's okay. And they were like going to put their arm around him and be like, you're still on the team. We're going to help you out. But he went on Good Morning America and started like making it about him and doing all this shit. And then the GM for the Bears immediately said, nope.
Hey, guys, I just got trolled. That was an old tweet.
Huh?
That was an old tweet. I got
trolled. You got trolled.
Oh, dang.
Live. You got trolled live. But yeah, so what happened?
On that note, it's time to go.
It all happens to us.
It's time to go.
But man, yeah, so I think we're going to go live next week. I might not be able to be here, but if you all want to do it, just hold it down for me. I'm going to be at my party celebrating my 1-year anniversary.
I'll probably be by myself because Jamal's not going to show up.
He might. Jamal, I hope you hear this message from
Jamal's
your co-host.
Not show up.
What's he are? So if you're the, I'm the thigh, you're the breast.
I'm not a breast at all. I can be a wing.
Okay, a wing. I guess I'm a breast, and then we're missing our thigh. So
that's weird. To Jamal, could he be a leg? I don't think he wants to be a thigh. It's kind of like a not
all
to
right,
be
man,
sexist,
well, whatever.
But a feminine
okay.
piece.
Like. Okay, well, yeah. So it's the 3-piece on Mouse House Radio. I'm Portia, Portia King Media on everything.
Sean X Grant. But that social media is going to change soon, so don't worry about it.
What? Why?
Bags okay, and branding happens.
We'll talk about it.
And one so, time for Jake, the white man.
Hey. That's it.
Yeah.
We're done.
Happy Black History Month.
Black lives matter. Okay, no, but what I was...
Love the way you shine. Love it when you keep shining.